Good morning to all of you in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. This day that the Lord has given unto us is morning time. It's almost 14 minutes to 6 Chicago time. And I want to take this opportunity to welcome all of you to RTD Church International Morning Devotion. In the morning will you hear my voice. Praise be unto God. In the morning will you hear my voice. I have prepared a sacrifice before you. Today I want to sing this song. I will do my best, hallelujah, to sing it to the whole ragged cross. Praise be to God. To the whole ragged cross. I will do my best to try to sing it. On a hill far away stood an old ragged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the whole ragged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the whole ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the whole ragged cross I will ever be true, in shame and reproach gladly bend. Then you'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the whole ragged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the whole ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the whole ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we cling to the old ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we want to thank you. We want to worship you. We want to bless you. We want to lift up the name of Jesus this day that you have given unto us. Oh, Father, we want to lift you. We want to exalt you, mighty Jehovah Adonai. Oh, Mashate Liparananto Zopakate Pelenta. Begin to bless him. Begin to worship him this morning. Begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank him for the gift of life. Thank him for waking you in the sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. You have seen a new day. May you lift up your voice to the Father. May you lift up your voice to the Son and to the Spirit of God this morning. Hallelujah. Let them know that you are alive. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you have a mind after their business in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We worship you this morning. We lift up the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. May your name be exalted, our Lord, our Savior, our King. We adore you. We love you. We worship you. And Father, this morning, we call unto you, mighty Father. Allow it be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, O Father, as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Jehovah Adonai. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forevermore. Father, may your name be exalted above all other names, O Father. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Oh, Bashandelete sete pelanta mata la bahanda. Mekete le pesende mekelete parada bahata la bukonde li parada. Ripa babu shande meteli katura da bahanda mata la ki. Le kuata baranta mekete le behende mantara de ba. Meko parada bahanda makarite zeda baha. Father, we commit this day before you, Jehovah. We commit this day before you, every activities before you, Jehovah God. This morning we pray, oh God, that let the ark of your glory go ahead of your servant in the name of Jesus. That arise, let thy enemies be scattered. Let them flee away from thy presence this morning. Every enemies of our soul, every enemies of our family, every enemies of our life, every enemies of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus, let them flee away from the Lord. Rika bahanda mekolo topo sande lepete le paranda mokorobo shadi tepele katoraba mendele pereda kandola barata pakatapi lepakoto parada bahanda meketele behende metele derata. We bind every forces of hell at our feet. We bind every powers of darkness. We bind every spirit of animosity, every spirit of arrogance, every spirit of violence, every spirit of pride, every spirit of anger. We bind you under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take control over every works of the darkness in the name of Jesus. We bind every forces of darkness in the air. We bind the spirit of wickedness in heavenly places. We bind the rulers and the kingdoms of darkness in the mighty name of Jehovah. We bind the strong man in the land, in the city. We hinder the movement of the devil. We bring them to the altar of judgment. We bring them to the altar of fire. We judge the activities of darkness. We judge the works of witches. We judge the works of wizards. We judge every activities of darkness upon this day at the altar of God's judgment, at the altar of fire. Makapura dikenda lepetere de kandoro oshaya. We release salvation upon this day. We release reconciliation in the mighty name of Jesus, that the devil will not have his way in our life, in the life of God's people, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. And Father, we declare that let thy word settle upon our spirit. Let the word of God, for you have sent forth your word, and it has lightened upon Israel. Mako paradi lepenanto zopanda mekete pila koto zadala lepekito sotaranda megelino superanda. Let every wall of hindrance fall. Let every walls of hindrance fall. Let the devil be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Let him be defeated. Let him be defeated. Let him be defeated. Let him be defeated. Let him be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare the glory of God. We declare the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to be accomplished upon this day. That Father, whatever your purpose to do, may you do it, O Father. May you do it, O Lord. May thy kingdom reign. May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory and praise be unto the Lord. Glory and praise be unto our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's another day that the Lord has given unto us, and we shall rejoice and be glad in Him. We shall rejoice upon this day that the Lord has granted unto us. It is by His mercies that we are able to see this day in the name of Jesus. And we are grateful to our Lord, to our Savior, for another opportunity to serve Him, another opportunity to worship Him, another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to send my greetings to all of you wherever you are connected in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you are having a good time this day in Jesus' mighty name. Today is our day where we are going to Psalms 23. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 23. We are going to talk about Psalms 23, and I pray that the Lord is going to bless us this morning in the name of Jesus, because His word is alive. His word is alive, and I believe that the Lord has a word for us this day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Sing with me, how great is our God. And the nation will sing, how great is our God. You are the name above all names. You are worthy, oh praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and I will sing, how great is our God. You are the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You are the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and I will sing, how great is our God.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto Jesus. Actually, the book of Psalms, chapter 23, is one of the favorite psalms that have been quoted, that have been used a lot. Praise be unto Jesus. And today we are going to learn something out of these favorite psalms. Praise be to God. Psalms 23. Hallelujah. It begins by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Praise be to God. Hallelujah. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Glory be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And if the Lord is your shepherd, what can you be in need of? Praise be unto Jesus. And this is a message to us, especially to us as men of God. Hallelujah. You know, when we make the Lord to be our shepherd, hallelujah, our Savior will always be fresh. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. In other words, we have to feed from the Lord. We have to feed from the Lord. Praise be unto Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We have to feed from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We have to partake on his word. We have to partake on his truth. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. We have to make it our business to have an intimacy with God. Praise be to God. So that we receive a word that is needed from God. Hallelujah. Because our soul needs to be nourished, to be edified. Hallelujah. And when we go before the Lord, we receive from him. He becomes our shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, where there is pasture, the sheep will come and lie down. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And it is our duty as servants of God to make the pasture be available. Praise be to God. And that's why we are having these series. We are having the podcast. We are having the teachings, hallelujah, available for free, that you can go download on your phone, listen for free. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because we are making his word available, and we are making his truth available for everybody to come and partake of what the Lord is doing in the house, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. It is very important to make the Lord to be your shepherd. Praise be to God. It's very, very important to make the Lord to be your shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then it makes me to lie down in green pastures. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. In an hour's with the Lord, you are sure of the food to eat. Praise be to God. You are sure of partaking on the right pasture because you are with the Lord. The farm of the Lord always remain green every season. Praise be to God. There's no time that the pastures of the Lord becomes dry. Praise be to God. In other words, when you are feeding from him, you will remain a fresh vessel. You will remain a vessel that is ever fresh in his receiver, in the name of Jesus. Then he says, "He restores my soul." Hallelujah. "He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." Praise be to God. The Lord restores our soul. There are times where we feel defeated. There are times where we feel dejected. There are times where the enemy can bring us wrong thoughts in us. There are times where the flesh may want to overcome the spirit. Praise be to God. Each and every one of us, there's a season that we go through. Praise be to God. And that's why we need to be in the presence of God. We need to be in the place where we hear what the Lord is saying, not what our flesh is saying, not what our mind is saying, praise be to God, but what the Lord is saying, because it is the Lord that restores our soul, praise be to God. Are you headed in the wrong direction? Praise be to God, hallelujah. Are you headed in the wrong direction? Are you headed in the place of depression? Are you headed in the place of hunger? Are you headed in the place where you are not supposed to be as a child of God? Come before the Lord, hallelujah. Don't run away from the presence of our Lord and Savior, because in His presence, He restores our soul. Praise be unto the Lord. In the presence of the Lord is the place where our soul get restored. Where our soul get restored is just like the engine. Praise be to God. The engine needs constant oil. You, from time to time, you have to change the oil of the engine of your car. Praise be to God. It's the same way every time we come before the Lord to seek the Father. Hallelujah. He restores our soul. He gives us the new energy. He gives us restoration, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, praise be to God. There are things that the Lord will lead you to do for the sake of His name, because God put honor to His name, praise be to God, hallelujah. God put honor to His name, praise be to God. And because we are His servants, the servants of God behold the name of God. When people see them, they need to see the honor of God. They need to see Christ in us, praise be unto Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if our ways are not right, praise be to God, people will begin to dishonor the name of God. They will begin to say, if men of God can behave like this, praise be to God, what kind of God are they serving? If this is their character, if this is their attitude, what kind of God are they serving? Praise be to God. People will begin to question the kind of God we serve when our life is not aligned with the Word of God, when our life is not aligned with the truth of the Scripture. Praise be to God. They will begin to question our God. They will begin to question what we worship. Praise be to God. This is the reason why He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise be to God. There are times where we have to pray that the Lord may lead us to the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. Lead me not into temptation. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But to the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. But when people look at our life, they see a life that brings glory to God. They see a life that brings honor to the King of glory. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. They glorify the Father through us. They glorify the King through us. They glorify the Lord through us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Praise be to God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. In other words, no matter the circumstance that is coming around you, no matter the enemies that is coming around you, praise be to God, you can have assurance in the Word of God that the Lord will be with you. In that den of lions, the Lord will be with you. Praise be to God. In that midst of chaos, the Lord will be with you. In that midst of challenges, the Lord will be with you. Praise be to God. Whatever you are passing through in life, the Lord will be with you. In that broken home, the Lord will be with you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Praise be to God. You know, number one weapon of the enemy is fear. The enemy manipulates people through fear. It is not what you pass through, praise be to God. It is the courage to have to go through it is what you need, the courage. You see, the nations needed the courage to go through the virus. Praise be to God. The courage. Hallelujah. The nation that realized that earlier has already overcome the pandemic. Praise be to God. We need courage to overcome the evil. We need courage. Praise be to God. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of dead, I will fear no evil. Praise be to God. No matter what comes my way, I know the Lord is with me. No matter what comes my way, I know I have the Lord on my back. Praise be to God. They will come in one way, but they will flee in seven ways. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because the Lord is my protector, is my redeemer, is my protector, is the one that covers me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will fear no evil, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of dead. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Hallelujah. I am telling you, when you have the assurance that you are with the Lord, you can face your Goliaths. Praise be to God. When you have an assurance that you are with the Lord, you can face any enemy in life. You can face any devil, any power, any principality, any spirit of witchcraft, any wizard. Praise be to God. You can enter their den and scatter them. You can set their altar on fire, because the Lord is with you. When you have assurance that the Lord is with you, your heart becomes like the heart of a lion. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Praise be to God. The road there is the direction of the word of God. Hallelujah. The road, hallelujah, is the direction of the word of God. Your road and your staff, they comfort me. Praise be to God. The road of God and the staff of God, they comfort me. In other words, I find comfort in your word. I find comfort in your truth. I find comfort in your direction. Praise be to God of Nazareth. I find comfort in your spirit. Hallelujah. Your spirit comfort me. Praise be to God. Because the rod and the staff in the spirit, they are weapons of warfare. Praise be to God. They are weapons of warfare. We know that God used the rod of Moses to silence the gods of Egypt. Praise be to God. The rod of Moses became a weapon of warfare. Praise be to God. It's the same way in the spirit. God gives us a rod to comfort us. God gives us a weapon of warfare to overcome our enemies. Praise be unto God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. You see, this is a very interesting thing of what David is talking about here. He says that the Lord prepares a table before his enemies. Praise be to God. When the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he even make his enemy to be friends with him. Praise be to God. When your ways please God, when your deeds please God, when your character please God, the Bible say he will make your enemies to be friends with you. The Lord will prepare a table before your enemies. That very place that they have mocked you, God will give you promotion in the mighty name of Jehovah. Those very place, those very people that look down upon you will be the very people to lift you up. Praise be to God. God will give you an opportunity before your enemies. God will give you elevation before your enemies, so that they know that you serve a great God. You serve a heap of God. You serve a God that can never be defeated. You serve a God that will never allow his children to be put to shame. We serve a God that will not allow and will not permit his children to be mistreated. Praise be to God. So the scripture says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Praise be unto Jesus. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. You know, this is one of the interesting ones. Hallelujah. Why does your cup needs to overflow? Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Because we are overflowing vessel. God has to give you enough to share. If you are only given one for yourself, hallelujah, how will you be a vessel that will bless others? Praise be to God. It is important for the oil to run over the man of God. And that's why the Bible speaks, when the brethren dwells together, it's like the oil, hallelujah, the holy oil running through the head of Aaron to its beard, to his garment. Praise be to God. Because it is very important for the oil to flow. Because as the oil is flowing to the body, it means the oil will begin to reach to every member. Praise be to God. Not only the pastors, praise be to God. Even the ushers will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. Church members, hallelujah, disciples in the church, they will prophesy because the oil is flowing in the house. They will walk in wisdom and understanding because the oil is flowing in the house. Praise be to God. It is very important for the oil to continue to flow. It is very important for the power of God to continue going forth. Praise be to Jesus. And that's why he anoint my head with oil, and he anoint my cup with oil, and my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Praise be to God. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Glory be to God. The cup is your heart. Let your heart overflows with grace. Let your heart overflows with wisdom. Let your heart overflows with the power of God, with understanding, with knowledge, with new songs, with psalms. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Let your heart overflow with grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. In other words, wherever I go, the Lord will show me goodness. Goodness is like favor. Hallelujah. Favor will follow my life. The goodness of God. Open doors will follow my life. Joy will follow my life. Kingdom resources will follow my life. The mercies of God will follow me. Praise be unto God. No matter the mistake I do, no matter what I go through, the Lord's hand will be held me. The Lord's hand will hold me. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The Lord will not permit me to suffer shame. The Lord will not permit me to wallow in the dark. Praise be to God, because goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Wherever I go, I will see the goodness of God. I will see lives and destinies transformed because I was there. I will see sickness being healed because I was there. I will see people being delivered from captivity because of the virtue of my presence, because goodness and mercy is following me. That wherever I go, lives has to be changed. Lives has to be transformed. The blind must see. The lame must walk. The dead must be raised because of the virtue of my presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know, when goodness and mercy begin to follow you, in other words, your life become a life of impact, that wherever you go, people will see the glory of God. People will see the goodness of God, because there's something that follow you. Follow. Everywhere you go, the Lord is with you. Everywhere you go, God show forth his strong hand. God show forth his power. God show forth his grace. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. It is a good thing for the Lord to follow you. In other words, when the Lord begin to follow you, he begin to put a stamp into the work you are doing for him. He begin to show forth that I am with my servant. I am with my servant. The Bible said that these signs shall follow them, to those that believe. in my name. They will cast out serpents, praise be to God, hallelujah. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. They will speak in new tongues, praise be to God of Nazareth, hallelujah, glory be to God. There are things that needs to follow you as a child of God, hallelujah. There are things that needs to follow your life. Victory has to follow your life. Favor has to follow your life. Goodness has to follow your life. Mercy has to follow your life. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. This was the prayer that David made unto the Lord, that he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Where do you want to spend the rest of your life? Where do you want to spend the rest of your destiny? Do you want to spend your destiny with the Lord? Do you want to spend your destiny with Christ? Then this is the day of your salvation. Praise be unto God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I know there are people who are busy. They want to spend the rest of their life working in a job. They work 7 days a week. They don't even have time to come to worship the living God. Praise be to God. That may be your lifestyle, but that is not for me. Praise be to God. For me, I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to dine in His glory. I want to dine in His presence. Hallelujah. For in the presence of the Lord, there is strength. In His presence, there is joy everlasting. Praise be to God. In His presence, I will receive counsel. In His presence, there is protection. In His presence, there is everything that pertains to this life. Praise be to God. And this was the prayer of a king of a nation. Praise be to God. A king of a nation, a president of a nation, a prime minister of a nation desired to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. What about you and me? Praise be to God. We are yet to enter into places of power. Praise be to God. That you complain all the time. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But here he is, a king of a whole nation, is desiring to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What about you and me? What is your desire? Where do you like to spend most of your time? Oh, Rababu Shende Lepeteledash. Lepoto Satalabi Nemantala Bikenda Lata Zanderi Kotoburananta. Lepetele nantu zopa katalabine kendela ata sapiri gina hanta. Lepako, we are going to enter into prayer.
Lepetele pesenderi bakotoroboshai. Lepetere de bahanta la bokoto soporo do bohonda.
I want you to thank the Lord for today. Thank the Lord for His word that He has sent forth in the name of Jesus, that this Psalms 23 will be established in our spirit. The Lord will manifest His word, that your cup will flow with overflow. Hallelujah. Your cup will overflow with the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to open your mouth and decree the word of God. Decree the Holy Scripture. Hallelujah. Decree that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In the name of Jesus, begin to decree the word of God. Decree, 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 decree. Lete bazanda moshe shabalanda. Megelento suparadi kendele bina santa mandolobosaya. Lepekete belanto zopa paradikanda. Leposha palanto zopa kalite pelenda bile katoshe shabalanda. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am not, I am I will not wander in dry places in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not wander in the dry grounds. Ikabalagana zepalete sepando balanta mekete biliko to zuburanta. Today the Lord is my shepherd. I will not wander. I will not want in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is my shepherd. Hako shabalanta metalete zaterede behende. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leaves me beside the still waters. He paradando manta pilikete pelende zapalagada. My life must be still. My life must stay calm. In the midst of the storm, I will stay calm in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Lord is my shepherd. He rababu shandi metele katoza dalatani mekete pelende zapalete paladukonda. Lepeto sopakate pele katabalanta megeloto soparadike de belenta zadarata. We worship you, Father, we adore you. We give you praise. Le patabalanta zadile konda. Le patabalanta zipekatele de banda. Le pokota baranda meketele behende riba koroboshaya. Father, we pray that let this word be established in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit. For I have hidden thy word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Mighty Father, let this word, let Psalms 23 be established in me. Let it grow in me. I make you to be my shepherd. From today, I cannot want in the name of Jesus, because you will lead me in the green pastures. You will make me to lie down in the green pasture. You will feed my soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You restore my soul. You lead me to the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I worship you. Father, I praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you again for tuning in tonight, today in the morning. Hallelujah. Today, we are going to have our healing and deliverance service this evening. Praise be to God. Stay connected. It's going to start from 7 p.m. Chicago Central Time. Please stay connected. Hallelujah. The address will be posted. If you are around you here in Chicago, you can come and fellowship with us. The address is posted right there in the name of Jesus. And for those that are far away, you can connect live. Hallelujah. And come with your case. Praise be to God. Come, believing God for healing, believing God for a word that will set you free in Jesus' mighty name. Otherwise, may the Lord of Israel bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. Go forth in the power of his strength and fulfill the will and the purposes of God concerning this day. Stay blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom, shalom.